Hey, what's good, man? Animal Brown checking in. Here to tell you about one of my favorite drinks out right now. It's Me Time Lemonade. It's cracking a bottle. It's that healthy shit, no preservatives. You can go to MeTimeDrinks.com and check it out.
Yep, go to MeTimeDrinks.com. It got plenty of flavors, plenty of different stuff for you on its site. MeTimeDrinks.com, man. Check it out. Like you said, it's all natural, no preservatives, on the health kick for the 2014 and beyond. Is that what you're in? Yeah.
Most definitely.
Check it out. MeTimeDrinks.com.
Hey, don't forget Instagram, MeTime_drinks. If you in the A, hit them up on Instagram. They'll come to you, drop it off. Holler at your boy.
Yep.
Wednesday, nigga. What you mean?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What it do, though?
Man, another day, another dollar. You on deck? OnDeckTVNetwork.com.
Yeah, buddy. It's On Deck TV Podcast, man. It's your boy, Animal Brown.
I am Spike Lou on Instagram and Twitter. Wherever you looking for me at, that's where I'll be.
Yeah, man. I'll let your boy, Animal_Brown. Instagram, Twitter. I think I'm on Facebook. I'm not sure. Are people still on Facebook?
Apparently so. Okay. I see all the ratchet Facebook pictures on my Twitter feed. It's hilarious.
I need to get back on it, Dan. I'm slipping.
Facebook is amazing now. Not amazing in a good way at all, either.
Man, listen.
But what you have cracked?
Man, this week was slow motion Billy Ocean. Man, I was laying low, man. I've been editing, man. I've been stuck in the house, man. In a four-corner room, editing.
Get that editing game cracking. A couple movies on deck.
Ooh.
But things on the way.
You never know.
Slow motion myself, man. Trying to bunker down for the winter time, hibernate. You know how it goes.
Most definitely, man. Network news, real quick. FSP, of course. That's the sports show. Holly J. Ho. Shout out. Yeah, Full Sport Press. That's what the FSP stand for. Shout out J. Ho. Shout out Coach Locke. Shout out How Weezy. Check out the last episode. It was the NBA preview. So, you know, they gave their predictions for MVP.
Who they picked?
Hove picked Blake Griffin, which was the smart pick, because I'm going with him, too. He's going to be a beast this year.
Yeah, I stole it from me, but go ahead.
Ain't no way in the world. Coach Locke, he picked LeBron.
I could see that.
He said, Bron going to do it again. It's going to be Blake Griffin, though. It's BG, you. I'm calling him BG. I'm stamping him with the BG nickname. BG?
Does Blake Griffin have a nickname?
He do now. It's B-Jizzle.
Can we call him B. Jizzle? Can we call Blake Griffin that?
All they need to do
is
sprain.
Does he even know who BG is? Does Blake Griffin know who BG is?
I hope so. God, that would hurt.
I promise you, Blake Griffin don't know who BG is, so he can't have that nickname.
That would hurt.
I need somebody to verify that, please.
Man, also, shout out to Ladies Room Podcast every second and fourth Tuesday. Khalifa, Anne-Marie, Leanne, and Rizzo.
You?
And Kim, too. Kim, the engineer. I keep leaving her out, man. I can't do that no more. Shout out, Kim.
Yeah.
Y'all check them out. What we going to do? They know how we do, man. We reviewing this episode. We doing something different,
something
man.
Something new, man. Like, we giving our opinions on that new... What we got? T.I. Game and Jeezy?
Yeah, three of the heavyweights that drop.
Yeah, let's see. We're going to review that album, see how On Deck felt about those. You know, do a good review episode.
Most definitely, but first things first.
You know how we do about this time.
Yeah, let's run down what popped off in a week, man. What jumped out to you?
First and foremost, I called it. We can lead it off like that.
Oh, shit.
We can lead it off. Oh. And Carter 5 or any other album from Wayne ain't coming this year, buddy.
Yeah.
Wait on it. That's what you do. You wait on it.
Don't hold your breath.
It's gonna drop.
It was supposed to drop Tuesday. Well, today. We're filming this today. So it was supposed to drop today. Even Young Money Twitter page even said it was dropping today just last week.
And I said, nope.
Like, what the fuck?
I said, nope. Why? I mean, what's the problem?
It's some shit going on in Young Money land right now, bro.
Is it?
Like, it's like Nicki Minaj got pushed back.
Mm.
She dropping December 15th now.
Why, though?
I don't know. Like, Tyga, like, his people finna beat up Drake DJ. And, like, dude. I don't know what the issue is. Baby, they finally asked Baby to speak on the Tiger situation, which we will get more in depth. Here was Baby's response to what's going on with Tiger versus Drake.
Me knowing Tiger.
Uh-huh.
Tiger know where he's standing in this game. Mm-hmm. Compared to Drake. There ain't no secret. You hear me?
It feels like, yeah.
Thomas don't lie. You hear me?
Absolutely.
Keep it 1,000. He might be in his feelings, and I got all the love and respect for Tiger. You hear me? That's like been my little bro. And everything he'd accomplished and did. You understand me? But my intake is, I'm family orientated.
Mm-hmm.
Either in or you out. If you out, you're outcast to me. If you in, we family. I'm not with the dissing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're not for this.
I ain't with none of that shit.
Got you. Got you.
We won gang.
Now, did Baby handle that like how he was supposed to, or did you need a little more from him?
Of course, Baby a G. Like, I mean, I ain't no way. Like, he better than me, because if I were Baby, like, you couldn't even have got me to talk about Tiger. Like, who? What?
Rack City, bitch.
Man, listen to me. It's Drake, Nicki, Wayne.
That's it.
And yeah, exactly.
That's it. And Bert.
As a matter of fact, it's Drake, Nicki, Wayne, Young Thug, Rich Homie Quan,
right.
Birdman. Then, like, man, like, he lucky Baby would even discuss it. So he did him justice right there.
If y'all haven't seen, go on Worldstar. There's a quick Instagram 15-second clip of Drake running back into the club, pushing security off of him.
Now, don't juice it up.
He
don't
didn't push security?
Like he did some wrestling move.
He pushed security. Nigga, get off me.
Oh, my God.
He threw the racks on the ground. They said his DJ was inside getting jumped by Tiger people. Drake was coming to the rescue.
Emoji face. Z's.
I'm just telling you, dude.
I seen the video. I didn't get any of that from it. I was not moved at all.
So he didn't push the security?
He threw a couple racks on the ground. He ran back in the club. That's all I seen.
Maybe
my frame was off on my computer. I didn't see him push. I didn't see him push anybody.
Security tried to grab him. He pushed him like get off me.
He kind of like pushed off of him. You know, like you use somebody for a boost. Like you like push off on somebody. Like kind of stiff on him.
Now they said Tiger like deep out here in these streets. You know his clothing line, oh, Last Kings.
What did you just say?
They said he deep out here in these streets. His clothing line, this is straight from my homeboy Chaz. He put me up on game.
No,
he said,
wait, explain to me what deep off in these streets for Tiger means.
I'm about to tell you. Okay. His clothing line, Last Kings, is supposedly funded by a nigga that's like hella deep in these streets. And so Tiger, being the face of that shit, is affiliated. And so that's how he got goons to beat up Drake DJ, you know, allegedly. That's being deep off in the streets for Tiger. You got to give him that.
That's just like what you was asking about a couple weeks ago with Chris Brown and the affiliation. Like, Tiger come from a good home, man.
He does.
Good family at home. He ain't deep off in, not saying that you can't be off in the streets with a good family at home, but like, trust me, dude. He ain't deep off in these streets, dude.
God, he got people apparently putting hands on Drake DJ, whoever the DJ is. I don't even know who the fuck he is.
Exactly. Like, it's probably some white dude, man. nothing against, shout out to my white brethren right out here, too. But like, nothing against them. But it was like probably some little white dude. Like, look at Drake. What do you expect Drake DJ to be?
Drake ran off in that bitch like it was on fire, nigga.
Like,
he ran in there like it was on fire and he was trying to save a kitten. Nigga, I'm
here. Does anybody
here.
Need any help? Does anybody want help?
Hey, for the record, though, that Nicki was supposed to drop on November 24th. Instead, now, Rich Gang 2 drops November 24th.
No way.
Yeah, true
Rich
story.
Rich Gang 2?
Yep. Oh, and that Carter 5 has no release date.
Birdman said it's not what he can make off of Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan. It's what he can make of them.
No, it's what he can Bird make off of them. No, it's exactly what he can make off of them. This is what you do.
Hey, Birdman, don't piss on me and tell me it's raining, buddy.
Yeah, don't do me any kind of way.
I know what you're doing, buddy.
Bruh.
I ain't got no problem with it, though.
Yeah, people been doing it for years, dude. Puff, niggas reinventing themselves, standing next to the young niggas. It's okay, bruh.
It's cool.
It's okay.
You can do it. I got an impromptu quick hit.
Okay.
Yo Gotti plans to go deeper on the upcoming album, The Art of the Hustle.
Okay.
Is he biting Jeezy? Like, ain't this I seen it all. Art of the Hustle. This is my autobiography. This is my like.
Right. Okay.
No, you can't do that.
I've got two points to that.
Okay.
Number one, it's okay because Jeezy bit Gotti with the all white shit.
No.
He didn't. About 5-6 years ago, nigga, Yo Gotti was all white.
Jeezy is a bigger artist than Yo Gotti.
You still can't bite it.
I ain't saying that it's right, but if Yo Gotti do something that pop and Jeezy take it, like, I'm sorry, buddy. Like, you just got to, that's how it is. Like, we done seen it happen to the homie Lito plenty of times.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it happened.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Bigger artists, like,
they come and
you
scoop
can't
idea.
Do it in reverse if you're a smaller artist, because people going to just be like, yeah, you biting off of Jeezy. Like, yeah. You'll never get that credit. For, you know what I mean, being it as true. A small artist, but like, you done, give me it's, something better than that. Dude.
It's a
like,
cold
ain't gonna
game.
Get him out of that lane, man. I need, God is supposed to step up to this album, dog. Like, off at last when the new deal with L.A. Reid and
right.
this and that, like, he's supposed to step it up this album, and I feel like you giving me Jeezy part two, dude. Like, don't do me like
that. I was just about to say, because my second point to that is, don't give me that, oh, this album going to be more personal.
Yeah, like,
oh,
this is going to be retrospective.
He just used it. And he,
that
and he
was
followed,
his promo.
He followed through with it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, he followed through a little bit. Okay. But traditionally, when niggas say that, you still get money, hoes, cash, clothes.
Okay. You talking about on the albums. He could. I feel like he could have had a little bit more visually to add to that autobiography sense of it.
I agree.
But he did follow through on the album
musically.
But I will say that, yeah, musically he did.
Yeah, just don't fool me, Yo Gotti, and then your first single be ass. Yeah. Like, don't do me any kind of way.
Even on that, like, don't even give me this promo. I don't want this promo from you, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, give me something, somebody. Like, give me something new, dude.
Give me some original
I'm
shit.
A new team
if possible.
There, man. Get that scene. Get that team cracking over there.
All right, man, look. Yo boy.
Who?
Gucci.
Oh, man.
Gucci Mane writes a letter from prison.
Yeah.
Right. It's a heartfelt letter.
That's my boy though. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I seen this and kept scrolling.
You didn't read it?
Did not. I could care less. Like, really.
It was interesting as fuck to me though.
I have to read it then.
Like, I'm gonna read an excerpt.
Give me some points.
Let me read an excerpt. He said, "My idea is to take my career to the next level. I am planning to take my music to a higher level, use the attention and influence to sell movies, books, and clothing, and be a living testament to all the people showing that you can start from humble beginnings and transcend to something greater. I see myself at the top of my game, me and my beautiful lady walking down the red carpet at the best parties, getting flooded with accolades at award shows, and setting trends that will be copied around the world. This is not a dream, no. This is a plan that I will affect directly. I know that by me staying sober, praying, and fasting, and stepping up to the plate to be a father and man I am destined to be, I will impact my family and the entire universe for the better." This was a handwritten note. They've got the pictures of the actual handwritten letter. It's terrible handwriting.
Okay.
From the Trap God, it says at the top.
I'm not going to knock him. I hope.
It's legit.
Man, I hope he get out and he try to do all of that. I hope that's what happens.
That was a nice letter. I'm going to be honest.
It was.
He sound like Pac.
Whoa.
Gucci sound like Pac.
Whoa. Peter Griffin mean. Whoa. Now, what I will say, people in jail tend to talk that way. That's when I want to marry you. That's when you hear dudes in jail, like, your homeboy, y'all ain't, like, y'all cool and y'all grew up together.
You
never hear "I love yous" outside of niggas in jail.
Right. Yeah.
Niggas in jail, Kylie Click, "I love you, bro." Like, that's how they, like, it's a different thing once they get out and get them drugs back in and shit. We'll see, but I hope he do, though. But I'm just saying that jail talk, a whole nother talk from out here in the real world talk.
Don't tell me he finna come out with the shine.
Man, he gonna be throwing bitches out of Ferraris again.
Goddamn Gucci.
Get that lean back cracking. Nah, I hope he do it, though. I'm just really joking around on the back end, but I hope he do that.
Yeah, man, get free
guap.
If he can go in
there and tap back into the Gucci the Movie, that first one with DJ Drama, which is a classic mixtape, Gucci the Movie.
If was a drama, fifth.
He can get back to that Gucci, it's over.
Are people Gucci even gonna back. Fuck with them?
Yeah, Gucci still got a cut. Gucci will always have people still listening to them new Guccis that are coming out right now.
I don't believe it.
Man, it's a whole ratchet world that exists out here, Chris.
It ain't a nigga on earth listening to that Trap God 3, bro. It's not
niggas
one nigga, bro.
It. I didn't see niggas quoting it on Twitter.
Nope.
Quoting the Twitter timeline, waiting for that Trap God 3, dude.
Nope.
Telling you, it's a whole ratchet world that exists out here, man. Let's get to this real money of the week, though.
For sure.
It's probably the top headline of the week. Yo boy, Kanye West.
I see you, boy.
As only Kanye West could do, in glamour girl fashion, turns down residency in Las Vegas. The residency was for 9 shows.
Yep.
9 shows, $4.5 million.
Woo!
He didn't want to do it. Look, 9 shows, not even straight. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
Spread out over a month.
Yep.
You even get a weekend off. $4.5 million in a month.
Yep.
Like,
he turned it
is
down.
Is that smarter than? And if you think that's smart, please explain to me why.
I have an argument for both.
No. Can't ride the fence on this. Is it smart? If you were Kanye West, even with all the money, exposure, everything that you got, right now, would you turn down the residency?
I'm not mad at him for turning it down.
But would you turn it down if you were him?
Maybe. I'm gonna tell you why.
You're just gonna ride the fence all the way.
Nah, because look,
you gotta make a choice.
I'm gonna tell you why I would turn that down. For the record, that's $500K a show.
Okay.
3 shows a week,
that's
3 weeks.
That's what J&B was making on their little show.
Right.
They were making $500,000 a piece.
Give or take.
$1 million a piece, $1 million together, but $500,000 a show.
On one end, this is light work. Like you said, it's 3 days.
Whoa, light work for who?
No, I'm saying this is easy money.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you were saying light work, like he getting $500,000 a show.
No. This is easy money. It's taking candy from a baby, but. If I'm Kanye, do I really want to sit here in Vegas and perform fucking She Give Me Money and all like old white people that really don't even fuck with me are sitting here singing that shit in the crowd and I'm in Vegas and I'm milking that shit? Do I really want to do that? I could be in Milan somewhere, nigga, designing my goddamn clothing line, dude. I'd rather be doing that. Or somewhere in Paris, big freaking with Kim. I'd borderline rather be doing that.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I don't want to stretch myself thin. It kind of come off as a novelty act. It's not many rappers in Vegas. You can break down the door and be the first, but do I really want to do that? Like, come on, dude. Who coming behind me? Wayne Newton? Like, who? Like, really?
Are you done?
Do I want to do that?
Let me grab my soapbox.
Where Kim at?
Let me grab my soapbox. Let me sit right here. Let me stand up.
Have Kim sit on my face, man, for them 3 days and 3 weeks, man. I'd rather do that, I'm be honest.
Listen, man. First and foremost, I jokingly go, like, Kanye West is a great artist.
For sure.
Great musician. I don't know what he's been doing these last couple of time. Well, actually, with this last album, I will say, this is his worst album. Like, even this, like, the shit on stage, talking for 45 minutes of concerts, like, I'm against all of that. All of that has turned me off. But with that being said, nothing away from him. A-plus artist.
For sure.
$500,000 a show, you're not going to get that anywhere else. Right?
Probably not.
Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't believe that.
The whole world. Dude. People all over the world come to Vegas to gamble. Like Vegas
is
the point. Like all over the world.
For sure.
So you tell me for a whole year, you pitching a bitch about not getting exposure, and not getting accepted into all of these circles and doing all of these things. When they giving you a platform right now to do what you do best. To get into these circles and to make that impact, but you turning it down like that. To me, that's insane. Like, you are fucking crazy, dude. Like, all that shit you was talking all goes down the drain now. You crazy.
Not
hands down, way easily you're crazy. Because, like, you number one place in the world.
Who is the other rap act that's in Vegas right now,
exactly.
Bro?
You're the only one doing it.
There's a reason for that, though.
But look, all of this time you crying about breaking doors down, you crying about being number one in fashion. When somebody give you the opportunity to be number one at something that you do, that you good at, that people have it's proven. You got Grammys and people know that you good at this. You the first person that's able to do this. You talked all of this shit about being the first to do something. You get an opportunity and you turn it down. Like, that's retarded.
Maybe it's a negotiating tactic.
Oh, bro.
Maybe he want them 70.
Even if it's a negotiating tactic, $500,000 a show. Like, come on. Like, Ye ain't getting $1 million a show. We're not going to do that. If Beyonce only getting $500,000 a show, dude, if that's what she topping out at, that's the max. Nobody's getting more than Beyonce per show.
Hey, man, that's
insane to me. That's the definition of insane.
I'm just loving the fact that a nigga can turn on them 4.5 that easy. I can't do nothing but respect that. No, it is.
You were flying his flag. He said what people are going to be saying 10 years from now. Like, the opportunity to do this.
It ain't 10 years yet.
Oh, my God.
That's how far ahead of his time he is, dude.
You need to go hop in the car with him, and both of y'all need to drive off a cliff, dude. It infuriates me.
Do I want to perform in Vegas, bro?
All of the shit he was talking. You talk all of this shit and you're given the opportunity. Like, what?
But I will say this, though. When a nigga was in Vegas, there wasn't really much, like, hip-hop shit going on. You could catch a Magic show. You could catch a play. But it ain't no hip-hop shit.
Arguably the biggest rap star in the game right now. Imagine him in Vegas for 3 weekends straight. Like, you gotta go see that. He gonna tear that down.
Yeah, he is gonna kill it though.
Nigga, he already put on a good show prior to this
for sure.
Shit that he just did with the mask and shit. But man, like this is the opportunity. This is like this is what put you on Michael Jackson and Prince and shit level. This is what you do. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
You suck.
I would definitely go to it though. I'm ready for his new shit.
I'm going.
Yeah, I fuck with it.
And like he could do so many different type of promo things. Like, he could perform. I'm performing my new album in Vegas. That's what
it ain't even dropped yet.
I ain't even dropped the album.
That'll be
hard. All these is new album songs. You can buy it once this little month is over in Vegas.
That'll be hard.
Like, come on, dude.
That'll be super hard.
Kill it. And that way you're going to have people coming back for two shows because they ain't know the songs the first show.
True.
Imagine that last weekend.
It'll be crazy. Like, I ain't going to lie.
Dog.
It'll be fair.
Last weekend I'm bringing out the features and everything, though. I got Jay. I got Wayne out here. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Be for real.
On second thought, that might be the move, though. I'm slick hot. Nigga, what's up with your boy, though, man?
My boy.
This is definitely your boy. Mano is accused of punching a porn star, Melanie Monroe.
Why hit a porn bitch, man?
Yeah.
You had to have the worst game ever.
First of all, she's some slaw.
Is she? What's she look like?
Like, she like an older, like, MILF. She probably, like, in the MILF category in, like, the flick websites.
Melanie Monroe.
Melanie Monroe. Like, he turned himself in and was arrested for misdemeanor assault. Apparently, they got into it over God knows what. Like, she poses no threat whatsoever to Mano, so I'm not sure, like, what she could have said. If this is true, this is all alleged. I guess.
Mano a savage ass nigga though, man. So I can see him just hauling off.
Yeah, he might have just snapped off. But she's some slaw. It's Melanie with two L's for people taking score if you're trying to Google her. She don't look like none though. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I am disappointed.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's but I still, like, I wouldn't beat her up though. Like, we still can get it cracking. There's one, two.
She's 38 years old.
Like I said, she's the MILF in the flicks, dude.
I didn't even know bitches did porn at 38.
No, you knew that.
38?
You knew that.
Nah.
You knew that.
I've never seen a porno with a 38-year-old.
You got to click the MILF link.
Why would I do that? Why the fuck would I do that?
To watch Melanie Monroe.
I want to see her.
TubeGalore.com, dude. For my pervs out. Shout out, man. Look, it's Animal Brown, the perv guy, talking.
Listen, man. Let me
TubeGalore.com has that work. For all my pervs out there, you're welcome. I'm looking out for us.
Let me get to this Mano shit, though.
But I don't know. I don't know what the purpose was, though. Like, Mano got, like, a little slick anger issue. He smacked up Young Bird. You know what I'm saying? A couple years ago. Like, he famous for that.
He ain't long got out of jail, too.
Yeah, he got out of jail. He was in jail for a stretch before smacking Young Bird.
But I
heard Young Bird got like a little attitude though. Like, he be popping off on a little TV show and shit. Yeah, you can see a nigga wanting to smack him though.
Have you heard of this rapper called Stitches?
With the tattoo on his face?
He don't like Jeezy.
I didn't know he didn't like Jeezy though.
He hates Jeezy. He's the real snowman. He was giving out cocaine at his last show. He has the popular song, "I'll Put My Brick in Your Face."
That's not a popular song.
Shout out to my barber, Kimani. Like, last time I was in there, and I ain't been back since. he played this for me, and he was too excited.
How did it sound?
Oh my God!
It was some slow.
Oh my God! Yeah, I'm just look it up.
I'm gonna fuck with it.
Look up, put a brick in your face, and then look up the footage of him throwing cocaine out in his concert.
Throwing it out?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like in like what like, he do? Like LeBron hand thing at the beginning of the game?
Pretty much. Yeah, you bust the brick open and you know,
get the fuck get out of here.
Throw it out, man. Hey, he claiming it's real cocaine. I seriously doubt this, but you know.
That must be some crazy motherfuckers out here, so.
The Stitch is fucked up though. Like his videos and shit, like he always walking around with like an AK. He's fucked.
Oh, I think I done seen Lil Buddy before.
Fucked up. Like he fucked up way worse than your boy Riff Raff, whatever his name is. He worse than him.
Man, he gonna get that Jeezy nigga.
He know better.
Man, listen, real quick music break. So we talked about Cash Money and niggas wanting to dip and blah, blah, blah. Of course, they lost a few niggas earlier this year. Mystical gone. Busta Rhymes gone.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
They lost two heavyweights.
You mentioned.
They lost two platinum artists.
Baby filing his fingernails on them.
Your man, Busta Rhymes, has an artist, OT Genesis. He's got a new song. It's called Coco. I'm calling it now. This is going to pop. Check it out.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the lolo. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the lolo.
Turn up.
I'm in love with the coco. Hit my plug, that's my cholo. Cause he got it for the lolo. If you snitching, I go loco. Hit you with that 3-8. Niggas thinking that I'm solo. 50 deep, they like, oh no.
No, 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 please, no.
Heard the fans taking photos. I know nothing, fuck the popo. Baking soda, I got baking soda. Baking soda, I got baking soda. Whip it through the glass, nigga. I'm blowing money fast, nigga. I'm in love with the coco.
I'm in love with the coco.
That was alright. I liked it.
If this was BMF MC Hammer days, that would be already been popping right now. Like, that's.
Who you get on that remix?
I have to have Gotti. I have to have. Jeezy? I don't want Jeezy Overload, though. But it just seems so right, though.
Yeah, that's just like perfect.
Damn.
I'm trying to think outside of the box.
So am I, exactly. All I know is I'm in love with the Coco. Shout out Coco. I'm fucking with that, though. I'm gonna be real. Shit catchy. It's in my head. It'll be in my head for the rest of the night.
That's okay.
Yours too.
That's okay.
All right, we back. On Deck TV podcast. Holler at your boy Animal Brown, Animal_Brown on Instagram and Twitter.
Yep. I am Spike Lou on Instagram and Twitter. Check me out. So what we doing here, man? Our hip-hop thing. Album review time. Three heavyweights just dropped, and we think that calls for an episode on it. Game, and Tip.
Yes.
Same month. We're going to go over their albums. We're going to review it.
Jeezy was September, though. But, you know, they get the point. Same quarter.
Same quarter. That's how we do it in hip-hop. So we're going to go over our checklist that we do when we get new albums as a network, and we're going to run down and let you know what we think. If you got anything, leave a comment. We love to read your comments. Shout out to the people that leave comments.
Yes. And, appreciate that.
We're going to bring it up next week on the show, too. So let's run it.
Hey, which album we starting with? You want to start with the latest or you want to start with the earliest with the G's? Which one you want
to
do?
Let's go front to back. I mean, back to front. So let's go T.I. Paperwork.
All right, T.I. Paperwork. First thing I'll run through after I listen to an album is where does this fit in a nigga catalog?
Okay.
T.I. 9 deep out here in these streets.
He got 9 albums.
For me,
this Paperwork is his 9th.
Yes.
Okay. Where you putting it?
I'm putting it fifth or sixth, right above Paper Trail, but right under Trouble Man. That's why I'm sliding it right comfy in that fifth spot. I'm not mad at that middle of the road. I'm not tripping. I'm satisfied. That's cool. That's about right.
I ain't mad at that. I think it's a good T.I. album. It's a real good T.I. album. To me, it fall right below Urban Legend. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Urban Legend to me wasn't his most commercially successful. King, I would put it right above King.
Shit.
Right below Urban Legend. Because Urban Legend was, he was still street, but he had all those commercial hits on there. He was doing his shit well.
Right.
This he back today. Like T.I. back to doing T.I. and like he ain't trying to avoid issues because of gun charges and shit like that. So I like this. I like Paperwork. I put it at about fourth-ish, fifth-ish in his catalog. You know.
That's about right. We're right about on the same page on that. Yeah. All right, so give me, what's the best three out of the whole album, though, that's jumping off the page to you?
My favorite song on there is I Don't Know, the song he got talking to his kids, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't know what they're going to say
banging
about me. That's my favorite song on there. After that, give me that Light 'Em Up, the Dope B dedication. I'm a fan of Dope B. I think his music was dope. And he had a song dedicated to him. I think the story and the song was real dope. And that About My Issue, man. My boy Nip on there, man.
See your boy.
Nip in there going in. I love that. The hook, perfect. About My Issue. Like them three, man. I can ride off them three going back, and then run the whole album.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to agree with you. Give me the Light 'Em Up, the Dope B joint. That shit was hard. Give me that Paperwork joint with Pharrell. And give me the Oh Yeah. I'm fucking with those three. Strong.
Heavy Pharrell influence. Pharrell did his thing. Pharrell did his damn thing.
Yes, he did.
All right. Standout Boys, lyrical highlights of the album. So, like, it's a good album. We established that, you know, you go through, you find your best song. But what is he just murdering it on? Where you like, that? Damn, I forgot Tip had that in him.
This was easy for me.
What's that?
The second verse on Light 'Em Up.
When I met you sitting in the car, Buckhead in the mall, you was something special. He was just a young nigga, still he never got excited. It was hard to overwhelm a fat nigga with an iPad. Swagging hard, ripping wrong tie, Alabama. You could tell he was kicking to my flavor on a country nigga, made him wanna kill him. Still a see him smiling, shouting, he be chilling, nigga, wishing dead he ain't feeling. Had your video, I could feel it then. We was at the club, nigga, couldn't get in. They was stuck outside, start to look at you. And as you should, you look like fuck I'm supposed to do. Ask you about it then, say, hey, bro, you cool? You say, I ain't worried about them little dudes. Yeah, they feeling hurt, got an attitude. There I come around in a year or two. Made your hustle gang, let you in the family. Said, I get you rich, you said you want a Grammy. Showed you how to mix the active with candy. Doing 160 with me, he ain't panic. Cut me yesterday, I say, look, bro, what's happening? Working with Pharrell, chilling in Miami. All you said, we'll run it. Book the flight, I'm coming. Before I leave, oh, I gotta handle some. I just said, okay. I hung up the phone, couple hours later.
Crack. Him talking about the night that he spoke to Doe, the last time he talked to Doe B, that shit gave me chills, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, that was so legit. Like, I didn't think T.I. had that in him, and he still got it. And, like, that let me know he still got it. Like, I could respect and accept what he was doing on him.
To me, mine is more broad, but it got a lot to do with what you just said. I feel like T.I. was real in tune with everything, like, socially that was going on with this album.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like overall, like, to me, this was his most conscious album. This is going to put him on another level as far as being a superstar. But I do feel like overall, lyrically, it was a lot of stuff geared towards what's going on socially in America. So I did like that.
How was the promo push for this?
I feel like he could have did a little bit more.
You crazy as hell.
Could have did a little bit more.
This nigga was everywhere, bruh. Bruh, he was on Larry King, dude.
I mean,
Larry King?
I'm on
my Apple TV. He's got an interview on the Vivo app on my Apple TV talking about this album, dude.
Yeah, but
like, he was everywhere, bruh. I ain't gonna lie. This nigga, Breakfast Club. Like, of course.
Is that what you gotta do for an album right now if you T.I.? I think the thing is for promo now is being new, being innovative, like trying to do something that everybody ain't done. First and foremost, there are too many songs on this album.
18.
It's too many.
Yeah.
And I think that affected the promo because you had to be in too many different
modes.
Like you gotta be about the money, and you gotta be about the no mediocre. Like some of that needed to be trimmed.
Yeah.
And like just focused it on it, like paperwork for real type thing. Like if he, I think the paperwork single with Pharrell should have been the first one.
Mm.
And doing like a little mini little movie or something with that, and then you fade into like maybe meeting Adobe and the killing and the stuff like he could have made it a whole lot better promo wise as far as what he wanted to do. To say, I mean, T.I. a slick cooler actor. It's time for that album movie type thing from somebody, man. I'm pushing for that.
Oh, that Streets Is Watching type shit?
Yeah, like he needed that with paperwork even. He said he was trying to do it, but I don't think it worked out. But that would have been a better promo idea, I believe, than what he did just being there all over the place. Because, I mean, everybody know T.I. already, dog.
Best feature by far is Pharrell. Every song he touched on that album, Piff. He should have done the whole thing. He should have done 1 through 12. It should have been 12 songs, all Pharrell production.
That's cheating.
3 or 4 hooks.
Who gave that?
Break the Bank.
That's cheating, dude.
That would have been.
He did, though. Slick. That's what he did.
He did about, what, 4 or 5-ish?
Yeah, like 4 or 5 songs.
He should have done all 12.
To me, that best feature was at Nipsey, man. Nipsey, like, he ripped it.
He did.
About my issue. He ripped it, so I'm going to give him that. But Pharrell did do his thing on his album, though. So let's say you could remix any song on the album, right? Take that song, do whatever you do to it with the person on the remix. Who you putting? What you remixing? Who you putting on?
Give me the new national anthem joint. They've been playing that on the radio with old girl singing her ass off on the hook.
Who you need on it?
Give me J. Cole. He was right on the front line down there in Ferguson, man. I like the song he put out about Mike Brown. He was kind of singing on it, so I need some bars from J. Cole on this Mike Brown shit.
Yeah,
or just on life period.
I ain't checking for J. Cole right now, so
I'm
cool off of that.
You just gonna throw him completely under the bus?
Yeah, I need some more music or something, man. Like, I need you to come out. On the other hand, give me that new national anthem and give me some like out the box, like that's gonna bring another crowd to the song. You put Killer Mike on there, A-Town, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck with Tip, like Killer Mike would have absolutely murdered that new national anthem too. So like.
I ain't gonna front. I mean, all in all, man, wrap the T.I. up. Like, I know that's your boy.
Tough.
Did he live up to expectations, though? Like, you talking about his 4th, 5th? I'm talking about his 5th, 6th. Mm-hmm. Like, did this move the needle for T.I.? Like, are you waiting on this paperwork too, or whatever the fuck he got following that shit up? See, do we really need that?
Yeah, let me tell you what he did. I don't need the paperwork too at all. I'm be very clear about that. I will take that I'm still serious, though.
Ooh.
Now, the niggas need to hire me for this PR and promo out here, man. I take that I'm still serious, and he need to bring it all the way back. But before I even get into that, this one, the paperwork, he did his thing on it. And I think what he did move the needle because he established himself more so as a rapper that could speak on other issues besides trap rapping or whatever it may be. He was already in that little circle within hip-hop, and I feel like you seeing him being on Larry King, on the Vivo album, more people are starting to accept his music, pay attention to it. Iggy fans checking in. So he becoming an elder statesman. So with that Big Boy number 10 album coming out and on the forefront, like that's when he really going to have to boom it out. And I feel like he set himself up well for that. You know what I mean? You stay away 3-4 years, maybe. Not 4, that's too long.
Right.
Stay away 2.5-3 years, do your movie or two, keep doing the TV show, rip some songs here and there, and then just come out, hit him over the head with that number 10. I think he set up well for that.
The first week numbers are out.
Uh-oh.
First week. You said over 150. I said about 120.
Where was he at?
He did 74.
That hurt. Did that hurt?
I barely could say it. That hurt.
Half of what I thought.
74? With them monster singles? Golly. That about the money on the radio right now on 3 stations down here. Right now. He went and got Iggy. She international out here in these streets. It still didn't. You couldn't crack a hundo?
Damn. And you T.I.
And you're T.I. Maybe people are getting tired of his like little...
Is that it?
Stick,
though?
Bro.
Is that
it? I don't know.
No, I can't.
He done got to fighting with Floyd and everything this year. You'd have thought he would. He's been in the news constantly.
This nigga's been the hottest rapper, Slickly, this year, and he putting out.
Okay, now you just
this year.
You just
in the news and tabloids. Say he ain't.
Oh, okay, so we count news and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
Really though, that's the new single.
being in the news. Yeah, it's true.
Fighting with Floyd, World Star. Like, if you do that and you're on reality TV, that's the new single.
Apparently not. Yeah. 74. Yeah.
Damn.
I ain't gonna lie, that threw me off right there. Let's hit this game. When you hit the game?
Let's hit the game.
So, game dropped Year of the Wolf. Shout out Cash. That's her favorite artist. It's my people right there. She fuck with Game Heavy.
There's no way nobody fuck with Game
Heavy. Yeah, she really don't.
You gotta shout them out. It's impossible.
All right, so let's run it. Like,
let me pull him up.
Okay. Like, Year of the Wolf, it's slick a compilation. Because he's got a couple songs that he's not even on.
I was wondering, is that what he was doing with this? Okay, I didn't
borderline know. Compilation.
Did he come out and say that?
I'm not for sure. Game says a lot of shit. He may have, and it just got lost in the sauce. Okay. But as I ran it through, I know we listened to it heavy on the way to and fro from the MIA. So we let it sink in. I'm saying it's fourth on this list behind Jesus Peace. But right above that LAX and Red album.
Okay. Let's not confuse this. I don't want anyone to think that I'm a Game fan.
Wow. You just had to prep. You.
I had to do that.
You had to put the disclaimer?
Even if I meet him, I let him know I'm not a real big fan, you know. But some of his music is dope. Like, first sure. Album's a class. Give him that.
For sure.
That being said, I put this third on his list, though. Because I really wasn't expecting a lot from his Blood Moon. And I put it after the documentary and probably that Jesus piece.
Because
I was pretty impressed with that. But this Blood Moon, like, he rapping his ass off on that.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
He's embraced that dropping the names. Yeah. Like you said, you pointed that out to me and I kind of noted. Like, he killing it now. So,
yeah.
I fucks with this album.
Give me, what's your top three on there?
Not it, man. That Bigger Than Me intro is filthy.
God, ying, ying, ying.
Killing that. And Purge, that was a fantastic idea for a song.
Yeah.
And at Bloody Moon at the end. Got real deep at that on that's a bonus track on that. I like it Bloody Moon too, but those were hard.
What I could respect you? That. Purge, dope song.
Yeah, the Purge fire.
Gal on the Hook, that's John Legend artist.
Killing it. No fucking wonder.
Yeah, that's John Legend artist. I like it Hit 'Em Hard. And I like that really with Gotti. Gotti bodied that shit.
Ah, he did. No, you got 2 Chainz fucked up.
I'm gonna stick with Gotti. Ooh. And say Gotti bodied it. 2 Chainz
murdered that.
Did he?
Yes.
Murder it?
Let's fly this flag. I see you, Chainz.
He did all right.
First name, 2, last name, Chainz.
Standout bars, man. Talk to him.
And they hit him hard. With Gibbs on there, you know, I ain't even no big Gibbs fan either. So you put 2 niggas on the song that I really ain't big fans of, then I really wouldn't be a fan of the song, you would think.
Yeah.
But I will tip my hat to them niggas because they were rapping their asses off on their Hit 'Em Hard.
Running cocaine, a back and forth, cop the back of salt. ES to the G, and I'm the boss. Drop the package off, coming for the murder, masses off. Bitch, you took a loss. Fuck the DEA, we shook them off. Bitch, you shook them off. Shook and twisted jaws, some dope on my mama stole. Top. By the time she got back from church, boy, I bet you I had an old shop. In the middle of the motherfucking day, no more. Yeah, yo, boy, I had a soul. Now, nigga, pull up in a motherfucker. Foreign on 4G's, that'll bring them hoes. Sound like, yeah, nigga. Niggas keep backing, I pull out a pump in this bitch like I'm Blizzard. Yeah, empty your pockets, we robbing these bitches, got all of them stripping. Like, yeah, nigga, it's better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. You catching the holler, I'm catching you slipping. I did it alone, only God is my witness. My nigga got off cause we tied up a witness and make sure that nigga can show up and cope. You know the business, the niggas found out to just snitching, them niggas gon' be at your throat. Everyday holler when niggas are go trick or treating with 2 to 3 inches dope. Flipping a check off this rap and go back to the traffic, put that in the weed and the go. Like, yeah,
running niggas down, back and forth. I'm like, pass the torch, blast it off. Niggas making bets on who gon' blast it more. First score, we gon' hit them hard. We gon' hit them more. First score, we gon' hit them more. We gon' hit them hard. Running niggas
down. Yeah, he was rapping that. And they got Schmurt on the hook.
He did his thing.
Let's do it.
He did his thing.
I love that. I fucks with that.
Hey, why he couldn't get Bobby Schmurt a verse on that?
He can't do that. Let's keep it moving.
How did that go, though?
Man, listen.
No, call me, you Game, I'm Bobby Shmurda.
You Bobby Shmurda?
Yeah, I'm Bobby.
All right, come on, let's go.
Yo, what up? Who this?
Nah, you calling me, though. I'm game. Right?
Oh, no, but he called me for the hook.
Okay. You're right. I called you for the hook.
Right.
Shmurda, I need you to come shmurdy dance on the hook for me, baby.
Hey, listen. I got a 16. I got a 24 for your game with the hook.
Whoa, what, bro? Me and Gibbs on here. These waters too deep, bro. You ain't even in the game yet.
I can't get no verse.
You ain't getting paid for your shows yet, bro. Just hold on.
Yeah, I ain't getting paid.
Yeah,
you right,
bro. These waters too deep, bro. Hook. I'm gonna pay you.
Okay.
For the hook, and we good.
I'm getting paid,
bro. You're flying out.
You gonna pay?
Fly out, bro.
You gonna pay?
Already got your ticket.
I'm gonna do the hook, man.
Actually,
goddamn.
Do it over the phone, bro. Never mind. Yeah.
Hey, man. Now, that was a smart move because he did his thing on the hook. I didn't need a 16, though.
Nah,
perfect.
No, that was perfect. Hats off. Like, he did his thing. And Gibbs was murdering that. Like,
yeah, he snapped.
Freddie Gibbs can rap his ass off.
He snapped.
Jeez.
I ain't gonna lie. I saw zero promo for this album. Zero. Damn, I hit the table hard in the motherfucker.
I thought something fair.
Zero promo.
I didn't either.
It's an independent album, so maybe that's why.
It's game best, like, to me, what I feel like the promo push could have been. Like, it's game. Like, the advantage of being game and being from California and him also moving into the elder statesman of, like, the new class. Man, he could have took advantage of this, man. Like, and came out fourth quarter and big dogged it. Like, he gonna go platinum. Like, gang, if he had been with a label, it's independent, he probably ain't gonna do no numbers. But if he had came out fourth quarter, like, negotiated a deal with a major label, he would have big dogged this album, I believe. Because he, like, the West Coast popping right now. I would have got, instead of making a compilation, I got all them niggas from out there. Like, oh,
might as well.
Give me a Kendrick. Give me, like, because you got all that shit out there anyway. Like, the niggas with the hooks and everything. Like, give me all West Coast shit.
First week sales are in.
Man.
For that game, independent.
I think I already know it's about, it ain't even over 40.
33,000 first week.
Rough selling records these days. Kids, record selling is not what up.
God damn.
This nigga game and he's selling 33,000.
Yeah, Gangsta Gibbs easily has the best feature.
No, sir. Kelvin Gates killed it with that Black on Black.
He did.
Went in, yeah, out the second licking. You shit it on him.
I shit it on him.
And he ripped it.
We played it on the show
and
a couple weeks ago. I said he wasn't talking about nothing. I take it back. He did his thing.
He ripped it. Like, it was a whole different kind of little, yeah. You know, and that game don't really have it on his albums a lot of times. So he needed that.
What you remixing on who?
Man, listen. That best head ever.
Whoa.
Who else would you put on there besides Drake?
First of all, I'm not listening to that song.
That's cool.
No, it's some slaw.
It's cool. But I'm putting Drake on, though. And, like, it'll be a hit. And they're just going to call it the best H ever or something like that. It's going to be a brand new hit, dude.
I'm fucking with that fun at Fuck You Niggas. Give me that remix with G-Unit. That'll be huge. Mm. Put 50, Buck, all them on that. Because that's a 50 hook right there that he bit. I'll rub you, nigga. Like, listen, G-Unit on that, that'd have been hard.
It would, though, if they could be like, it really didn't matter. And they could slick up, get back at him and everything when he was like, fuck it. That would be dope. I could see that.
But now, overall, though, the game album, like, it's cool. I didn't really have much expectations with him coming out saying it was a compilation. The real test is going to be this documentary 2 that's supposed to drop top of 2015.
That's his major album.
That's going to be – well, it depends if he signed.
He going to sign. He see these numbers tonight. He going to sign.
32,000?
Yeah, he going to sign. Oh, yeah, he going to sign. He going to sign it.
All right, man. Final out the three, man, is that Jeezy. I know that's been out the longest.
Snowman.
So we won't just go too deep into it.
Yeah, we had to show it a real respect, though. You know,
yeah, so got to.
Just get it in on that.
Where does it rank, man, in his catalog?
In his catalog, 101.
For sure.
Session.
For sure.
This.
Yeah, I said the same
thing.
Yeah,
it's third. Easily.
It's barbecue in 103.
And 102.
And 102.
Yeah, it's easily that.
Okay. I said the same shit.
Okay. Let's see.
How'd he do on the promo, though?
I liked his promo.
He
was original from him because he had been so guarded. And I think these were the only interviews that he's had where he's willing to be this open. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, just freely talking. It was refreshing from him.
Yeah, especially, like, on with Elliot Wilson. Like, the shit he did with him was dope.
I liked all of that. So, like, I think he took a new, you know, wave on it. Oh, I think my favorite song is Four Zones.
Really?
Yeah, that was dope.
Holy Ghost.
Yeah, Holy Ghost. But that kind of
shit.
FO Zones fire at Holy Ghost and that A Win is a Win. And No Tears grew on me like a mug.
I like that. Fuck the World, like, man. August Alsina did this thing. I fucks with that.
Yeah, it was all right.
What?
It's just some
little cool. These streets is on, you know.
Yeah, it was some cool.
Wow.
But overall, I like the album. I don't know where G's really go from here, though.
Like, I was just finna say.
I don't know. I don't know how long G's like can. Why long he probably even want to rap? I'm pretty sure he pretty ready to wrap this shit up.
What are you gonna fall back on?
Money. I'll be able to.
You gotta.
I mean, it really depend on like how you want to live and where you nigga.
You gotta keep that going though, buddy.
Depend on how you live, like nigga. Then he should have. What we giving the over under on Jesus' career as far as what net worth? What you think he done made? But I'll put it like this: I wouldn't guess his pockets, but I think he done made enough where he can be like, "Fuck it, I'm through."
Have you ever made enough? Number one.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, is there such thing?
How much more rapping can you do if you Jeezy though?
He got it in him. I mean, like this was an upgrade from that 103. So like, I feel like he breathing new.
I'm still interested, but I'm just saying.
Ah, okay. Like, just the general public.
Yeah, like how much more rapping can Jeezy?
This was a bounce back for him.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
These streets is all you know.
Coming in, man, with this next song, dog. The second song. Give you that hipster, a little hipster vibe.
Yeah, what is this you got me listening to, man? This
that
damn.
You know, man, my man Killer Mike.
Oh, shit. You just forcing Killer Mike on this episode.
Yeah, man. I got him getting me in, man. Killer Mike, it's the Run the Jewels 2. It's like the rock hipster album that he do with a couple other people. To be honest, I just checked it out because of Killer Mike. It's not. I don't know who those other people are.
It's Killer Mike and LP.
Yeah, LP. So a lot of people like LP.
Yeah.
He supposedly does his thing. He done it on his album. But what we gonna listen to today, he got Gangster Boo.
I fuck with Gangster Boo, man. 3-6 Mafia.
She kinda slick ripped this. She kinda slick ripped this. Let me tell you the name of it.
Does that mean I gotta play Gangster Boo first?
No, you wanted to anyway.
I did, I ain't gonna lie.
You love Gangster Boo.
Love is a very strong word.
You love it though.
Speaking of love, it's called Love Again.
Love Again.
So we gonna run it.
Lead in.
Y'all let us know what you think of it.
Taking in my fall bag.
Hey, hey.
She
play with that.
Taking in my fall bag.
Hey, you want that?
Taking in my fall bag.
That's what you want, huh? Well, let me tell you a little story. I had a young player from the hood. Licked my pussy real good. Kept me stuck with lots of wood. Kept my bank account on swole. Sniffed my pussy like a rose. Smoking on dro. Made a porn tape. That nigga is a pro. You ain't know he had a lot of bad bitches in his past. But I was the one who turned that boy into a motherfucking man. His tongue is bumped. And he loved for me to ride his face. Front to back. Gripping ass. Pay my bills where I live. Fuck me good. Broke that nigga's killing me. My money, ho. Never been a square bitch. Ain't paying, hit the fucking dough. Talking slick, that Memphis shit. I be from that Haven clique. Keep it ratchet, so sweet. All these boys kiss my feet. I be on that queen shit. You better bless my realness. Stick your tongue up in my ass. You better show me who you fucking with. Run the juice. Love again. You go lose, I'm go win. Let's have an orgy. I'ma share your ass with all my friends. Yeah, ho. He want this clit in his mouth all day.
What in the hell did you just have me listen to?
Man, you're going to be singing it all day.
What the fuck, dude?
That's filth right there. That's unadulterated filth. Right out of Gangsta Boo's mouth and Killer Mike, and I assume that was LP or whoever.
She did go hard, though.
Jesus. I was almost slick offended. And I
was almost slick turned on. Shit.
I'm.
She might can get it now.
I'm disgusted.
She might can get it. It's official. Perv God unite.
Night Gangsta Boo.
Alright, we back. Listen.
Night Gangsta Boo, dog.
New segment alert.
Uh-oh.
Yes, dude. New segment alert. I know you like me. You listen to a lot of podcasts out here in these streets. You look at a lot of interviews.
Yeah.
We want to hear what motherfuckers is talking about outside these records.
Right.
Quote of the week.
We're gonna
start hitting you with that.
I ain't buying that.
First one comes from Yo Boy Danny Brown.
I have no idea who that is.
Detroit rapper.
I did not know he was from Detroit.
He's kind of wild.
Kind of wild. He ain't even got. You seen his teeth?
I know.
Jesus Christ.
But he was a freshman class XXL guy a couple years back.
critically acclaimed, though. A lot of people
definitely
like this dude. Like I tried.
Yeah,
I got Spotify. God bless Spotify. So I just type in his name.
I tried to
try two or three songs. I was out of there, all the way out of there. Like I have no idea what he's. Like, I don't know. I ain't into that.
Well, look, he was on the Champs podcast a couple of days ago, and they asked him who his top five rappers were. Mm. This was his response.
The top five is Danny Brown, Earl Sweatshirt, Lil B,
Chief really? Keef.
Yes, Lil B. If it wasn't for Lil B, none of us would be here.
Because he pioneered the internet.
Shit. Yes. I mean, not necessarily pioneer. He just opened the door for a lot of shit. That's if it wasn't for Lil B,
and
I wouldn't.
Also some weirdo,
if it wasn't for
Lil
B,
shit.
I wouldn't be here right now. Chief Keef is the best rapper right now, period.
Like just rhyme style.
I mean, I understand. You know how people be like rappers. You know, rapper, or like
yeah.
The comedians be like a comedian. Like me being as a rapper, like I could write the best rap in the world. I can do whatever, but I can't do what Chief Keef do.
Is he in jail?
He just now surpassed Kendrick.
Now, let me repeat what he said. His top five were, and who the best rapper alive was. He said Danny Brown. Of course, he had to include himself. Kendrick Lamar, Earl Sweatshirt, Little B, and Chief Keef. Then he said Chief Keef surpassed Kendrick as the best rapper alive. Mm. Your thoughts on the quote of the week from Danny Brown?
Now, if you were listening, the context that he put it in, I can understand, but definitely not agree. I understand what he was saying.
In regards to what, Chief Keef?
In regards to him saying, me being a rapper, I look at him as the best rapper. Because what I have to sit down and take an hour, a day, a week, 7 months to do, and I'm so meticulous in doing so because I want it to sound so good, he can go in there and do that shit in 15 minutes and come out with Bitches Love Sosa,
yeah.
Don't Like... And that's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
In that context. In another one, though,
I totally disagree. I was about to say, first of all, him putting Kendrick Lamar and Chief Keef in the same sentence is blasphemy.
Or himself. Shit. Like, come on, dude.
Shout out Lil B, though. Lil B tough.
Like, if he just, oh my, that's even worse.
Lil
B
straight.
They got their own little, like, I ain't even gonna call it little and shit on it. They got their own lane.
True.
That they going their speed in.
A little like, niche.
Don't try to cross over and put Kendrick in there and Chief Keef. Like, what? What are you talking about? Come on, dude.
Let us know, man. Hit us up at On Deck TV Podcast on Twitter. Let us know, is Chief Keef the best rapper alive, like Danny Brown says? He just passed Kendrick, dude, according to him.
Mentions.
Right. Nah, that shit was wild, though. I thought that was... Hey, something
was
else...
an interesting point of view.
It was.
Very much so was that.
It wasn't correct, but it was interesting. Mm-hmm. One thing real quick he said that I also thought was interesting. He said there are several Biggies and Nas's out right now.
Oh,
they just don't have the same producers. He said the value of producing has stumbled. Therefore, you don't have Hitman and Premier and those people crafting these albums like they would have back in the day with Illmatic and Ready to Die.
Whose fault is that, though?
I thought that was interesting, though.
Yeah, I mean...
Because niggas got heat. Like, even listening to Logic. We was talking about Logic, his new album, Under Pressure. We was like, dude, nice.
He is, but... That lane, like I'm saying, it's not for everybody, though. Like, it ain't, like, even though niggas may be, which is rare, it ain't another big nowhere, but
yeah,
I see what he's saying with the Nas and, like, niggas can rap just as good, but they ain't got the total package. Like, people not buying into those people, though.
Ah, okay.
He looking at it from perspective of, oh, what he's spitting is dope, but, like, niggas bought into it. It was everything
true.
With Biggie, you know what I'm saying? It was Nas being 19
yep.
and putting out a classic. Like, niggas ain't doing that. Like, nah, I don't give a fuck what. It ain't no more of them out there, bro. Like, niggas ain't. It ain't no more 19-year-olds putting out classic albums. You gotta think, Biggie was 24 when he died.
Right.
Like, it ain't. They ain't out there, dog. But, like, I guess I get what he's saying.
Yeah, he was saying some interesting shit, man. Y'all
he
check
an
it out.
Interesting dude, it sounds like. Another interesting thing that I seen, the Celebrity Crime Files on TV One. Shakir Stewart, Def Jam senior executive that killed himself in 2008.
Damn, it's been that long?
I want to say it was about 2008, maybe. But that was a very interesting story. Well, not a lot. Some loopholes. You do a little digging online, I'll leave it up to you to see what you find. But very interesting story. Very crazy. He was 34 years old. He was a senior vice president at Def Jam. Yeah. 34 years old.
If you've heard the name Shakur Stewart, Jeezy name drops him a lot. Rick Ross name drops him. He's responsible for putting him on with Def Jam.
According to him on the documentary or the thing that was on VH1, he signed Beyonce very early.
What? Early.
Very early signed Beyonce to a writing deal. She was writing her own songs and something. He said she was coming to Atlanta. So it's how long he been in the game. Like, he signed Beyonce. He signed Ciara. He signed Jeezy.
Yep.
He signed Rick Ross. And he signed, who would you just say?
Was it Neo?
It was Neo, yeah.
Okay.
Neo. He was responsible for Jive, they were saying. Or was it Jive that was down here?
Down in Atlanta?
Yeah, that was popping, like, going. Like, who signed T.I.? Who was T.I. for?
LaFace?
LaFace. I think he was responsible for, like, LaFace being as popular as it was. Like, a lot with TLC, shit like that. Like, he was a beast. But
yeah,
he killed himself, man.
Yeah, y'all check that out. And also check out that Chris Lighty Celebrity Crime Files. That shit was dope, too.
Yeah, I got to watch that one.
Most definitely. Hey, hit these racks this week, man. Today is Tuesday. That Future is supposed to drop that Monster mixtape.
Mm.
You ain't heard that? I'm a Monster only hoe. Monster only, all that shit.
No. I don't even check for that.
You ain't fucking with Future no more?
No idea why I would hear that. No.
Damn.
I'm gone. I'm out of there, dude.
He going to have one on here, though.
He is, and I probably like it, but like, I can't put Future back in my rotation.
What?
No,
he like, might have him.
Not gonna come out with nothing where you're gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm riding it, dude.
I don't count him out so soon, dude, because he hitting with your bullshit watered down trophy record, the radio shit. Yeah. Don't ignore that bullshit.
He too big for me, and that's cool. I let artists outgrow me. I ain't got a hold on. I let them go, dude. Go flourish, dude.
I'm gonna check that Monster out. Fuck that.
I let him go flourish, dude. Like Crit. I let Crit go, dude.
Shout out Crit. November 15th, he will be in the A. I'm there.
Oh, yeah, I go to the shows, man. I need that.
Easy.
I definitely will be there.
Got to worry about the thing. Catch us out in the street on that Crit show. What you got on deck for this weekend?
Oh, my nigga performing at the Hawks game, man. Took Grand Hustle Day, so I may go check him out down there.
Home opener is Saturday.
Yeah, home opener is Saturday against the Pacers. So I might go. Put my feet on the wood down there at Phillips, man.
Yeah, you can do that at the Pacers game. $30.
It don't matter. Feet gonna be on the wood. Shit.
Man, I'm low key, man. You never know. I might swing through with you, man. You might see us both courtside.
Yeah, I might go down.
Man, I'll be sitting next to Jermaine Dupri or something. Scary motherfucker.
That nigga will be. He gonna have like the whole robot. Two big ass 600-pound dudes on each end of the row. And he take no pictures, dude. They confiscating cameras.
Oh, shit.
This the On Deck TV podcast. I'm Spike Lou.
Hey, man, I'm Animal Brown, man. Y'all fuck with us next week.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.